20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kropp Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kropp Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kropp Stove Store and Patio.
When you shop for the holidays with AM PM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AM PM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AM PM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher. We are back. So, Ramona, I know it came late, but how did you make out for Christmas?
I did very well. Santa.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. Santa Walt.
I got to eat some more of this candy.
Oh, yeah. That was the side.
This one in the corner?
That's the side gift. The side gift was a box of...
Oh, yeah. The main gift was my bonus. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes. The side gift was a box of 46 Belgium chocolates that apparently came directly from Belgium based on how long it took to get to me.
And they did it by wagon and horse.
And those candies are really good.
They are.
They are.
Yes.
And we are both getting fatter by the moment today on the candy front. But candy is Ramona's favorite food, I think.
It is. Chocolate. Yeah.
Yes. And so she has lots of chocolate there. That one won't run out. Well, actually, it's going to run out sooner than you think because they're so good. They are really good. They are really good. I did good on that one, I got to admit. And I tried my own gift, by the way, in case you haven't figured that out by now.
Yes,
Ramona generously shared her Belgium chocolates with me. So, yeah. I'll be ordering from that company again. I'll just have to order earlier. Like way earlier.
Yeah, like July.
Yeah. That's right. It is Jason and then, no, it's Craig and then Jason. Craig and then Jason and then Joe. Craig, how are you, Craig? You were referenced earlier today, Craig.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling. Rudy. Yeah. I listen all the time. I have no reason to call when your team is like horrible. But Rudy, this is for you. The Falcons would have made the playoffs, except they lost one game to the stinking Jets, or it would have been in the playoffs, okay? You lose to the Jets, you get fired, and you don't make the playoffs. That's for you, Rudy.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point, Craig.
All right. Peace and love, everybody. I'm going to hit the mountain. I'm going to lose you, but peace and love. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. It's a fair point. I can't really argue with that. You know, when you look back on Atlanta's season, the loss to the Jets, only two other teams lost to the Jets, and that's the Jets with zero interceptions in 17 games. Again, that just seems...
How's that possible?
It just doesn't seem possible. It just doesn't. You know, the ball is thrown 30 times a game.
So you have
30 chances a game to try and pick off a pass, and that includes all the deflections, batted balls at the line of scrimmage, which are almost always intercepted. I mean, I would hasten to guess that most NFL teams have a defensive lineman who had an interception this year, a defensive lineman, most of them, because the Jets don't have anybody. An interception.
And you have a defensive guy as a head coach in Aaron Glenn. That's not good. That's no good. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you, as always.
Hey, Walt. Hey, Ramona. Yeah, I was trying to... I don't think the 49ers have very many interceptions either. I was trying to look that up real quickly, but I cannot find it. Certainly didn't have any the other night. I needed
Darnold. Well, it's
not
zero. It's not zero.
Yeah, it's
again,
not zero.
That's like virtually impossible. And I mean, math-wise, it just makes no sense at all. 17 games times 30 opposition passes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, Darnold tried.
Did Jason reference something I said?
Yes, Ramona. Okay. Yes, Jason also, wink, wink, Jason also referenced something you said.
It's a wink, wink.
And other fantasy stories.
Yeah, well, I definitely agree with Ramona. That's for certain.
Yeah.
So,
see?
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, but this
was
a sports thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, whatever it was, I agree.
Do you notice Byron didn't call back to acknowledge or confirm your...
What did I say? Yeah. I
don't even know. Conspicuous by his absence.
It's conspicuous by his absence, yes.
Yeah, it was funny, Walt. You know, the Niners just get obliterated on the line of scrimmage all night, and then bad game to not have Trent Williams. But then, you know, Darnold finally trips on his center. The ball, did you see the image of the 49ers' Gross Matos? I mean, how in the world did he not recover that thing?
No idea.
And then two plays later, 3rd and 17, they're just trying to get off the field and punt. And you see a little toss, and it goes for 19 yards. And then the deflected ball that still hits CMC in the hands on the goal line that winds up being an interception.
Yep.
It's like, nah, we're done. So I'm not looking forward to the trip to Philly. I fear it's going to be a repeat of the Super Bowl last year where Mahomes was getting crushed because they're just going to overwhelm the Niners offensive line. I mean, obviously having Trent back will be a huge deal, but I don't know, man. They screwed themselves out of their only way to go deep, I think.
I don't think Philly's so great either. I'm not sure about
that.
Well,
my other thing was I'm afraid they'll just hand the ball to Saquon Barkley like every play because the Niners rushed. I mean, the entire defense is just in tatters right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they literally walked. They rolled a guy out there playing next to – first, it's like they got Eric Kendricks in the game.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, at least Eric Kendricks, I've heard of him. I mean, he's been around for 15 years or whatever. And then it's like – but the other guy is some guy named like Wardlow or something. And I had never heard of him. They picked him up off a practice squad last week. It was amazing. But anyway.
Yeah, the Niners have some defensive issues and some issues, and maybe have some issues stopping the run. Of course, Philly doesn't give it to Barkley as much as they ought to. So that might not be an issue.
Yeah, maybe. Look, on the Clemson thing, I thought, you know, one of your previous callers made a great point about Gideon Davidson. I was actually talking about that with one of my cousins, and I was like, if you go back even 20 years, so basically every stud running back that Clemson has had has either shown flashes or just took over the job. James Davis, C.J. Spiller, Andre Ellington, even Gallman. Obviously ETN and then Maffa and Shipley. And I just don't think we saw anything from Gideon Davidson that was like a wow play. I don't remember a single play where we were just like, wow, you know, ETN down the sideline against Louisville.
You may not have seen any of the 50, 60 yard variety plays, but, and I think we need to be careful about comparing everybody to ETN. I mean, you know, he's sort of a one-off.
Maybe
outlier.
The best player in the ACC history.
Right. Right. Don Munson thinks he's the best player in ACC history. So I thought when he came here, he would wind up being the best running back in Clemson football history, and I think I turned out to be right about that. But I think Davidson has ability. I don't think you've seen any consistency in terms of his usage. I mean, when we talk about a team that didn't – you know, you got to remember, your jumping off point is you just fired the offensive coordinator because you refused to run it at all. All right, so – and then we're wondering whether a freshman running back should have been more flashy and more dominant than he was. There was a run against Penn State. I have to go back and look at it. There was a run against Penn State that I think went for like 12 or 15 yards that I was pretty impressed
by. Where he showed vision.
Right.
He showed vision and kind of cut, and it was up the middle, wasn't it?
I think he cut it to the right, if I remember. But, yeah, it started as an interior run. And I thought – at the time, I remember sort of filing that away, thinking, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm optimistic about Davidson. I think Davidson is a big-time talent. Look, Dabo Sweeney told he was the best running back recruit in the nation, so he better be a big-time talent. You know, but long before that, I saw a lot of positives, even when watching his film back in the day. I thought he was a patient runner who let his blockers develop and had explosiveness. I think he's just trying to figure it out, and I don't think he's had enough consistent usage because Adam Randall was the feature back. So, and that was a decision that was made prior to the season. So I don't think he ever really got a chance to get lathered up at all as a guy who was a primary ball carrier. I mean, they're just really limited opportunities, I think. And again, the offensive coordinator got fired because of his lack of dedication to running the ball.
Yeah, and I was thrilled to see at least this afternoon that T.J. Moore is coming back. Yeah. So that was a huge boon there. Hopefully Westco will be healthy and can come back too. I don't know what to make of Tyler Brown, man. I mean, I thought he looked great as a freshman, and then the last 2 years just been total milk carton territory. I don't know if maybe Chad can – you know, here's one thing I wanted to ask you about Chad Morris, and I'm with you as far as.
Well, and by the way, on Brown,
quarterback.
You know, on Brown versus Penn State, he got open at times. He just didn't catch the ball.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Which is sort of a big deal.
I
now,
loved
again,
him as a freshman. He was tough. He was physical. Yeah. He caught almost everything.
He was like a faster, quicker version of Antonio as a freshman.
Yeah, and. You know, and I'm with you as far as it's just head scratching that we don't, I guess we're holding on quarterback with Vezina. But, you know, Walt, do you remember this? I specifically remember, now this is even after Chad had left, and Tony and Jeff were still running the Clemson offense, which was Chad's offense. And I remember.
Well, remember, Dabo Sweeney took exception to that. When Chad Morris left, Dabo Sweeney took exception to it being called Chad Morris's offense. He said it was the Clemson offense. Even back then.
Well, see, I remember – I was just going to ask you about wide receivers. So I remember, like, when Trevor was getting ready for the draft, like, Dan Orlovsky, who normally loves Clemson, he had been here to commentate on a couple games, and he was, like, drawing up on the board for ESPN saying, you know, the routes that these receivers are running are not really developed. They're basically Clemson has relied on having freaks like T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Mike Williams just to get open or, you know, just make great plays on 50-50 balls. And then I thought one of the good things that we saw from Garrett Riley was once that air raid concept stuff started, we did start seeing wide receivers kind of open. Now, they didn't always catch it, and they didn't always get the ball thrown to them. So, I mean, do you have concerns as far as the route tree that Chad's going to bring versus, you know, maybe more a modernized air raid like we just saw for all its warts here?
First of all, if Dan Orlovsky says it, I immediately discount it. All right, so that's that. Secondly,
step out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned with that precise element. I'm concerned with the amount of time it's been since Chad has really coached quality offensive football. And I just think a lot of the things that he did at the time he did them were innovative and sort of ahead of the curve. But I remember discussing this issue with him on the show one time. And, you know, and he said, Walt, look, if you're not moving ahead every day, then you're falling further behind. That if you're not moving ahead offensively every single day, then defenses catch up to you. I just wonder what that movement has been in all these recent years, if any, and where he actually fits in that regard. I have concerns about it. I hope it does work out, but I have concerns about it. I have concerns about you can't go home again. I just think... I think it's been a long time since that success. And I think most of those similar situations generally do not work out well. And I know people can point to an outlier here or there where they have. An outlier isn't a rule. It's an outlier.
No, I agree. And then that's one of my major concerns, too. Last question. How much, obviously, is Des Kitchens, right, running the offense for Tony at Virginia.
Yeah.
How much of what they ran this year, I'm just curious what you thought of their offense, and do you think some of that is going to, you know, is still like Tony's version of the Clemson offense, or has it become something totally different? I'm just curious if there's any correlation between what they did this year versus what Chad might bring.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Obviously, they went out and basically recruited an entirely new transfer portal team. So from a talent standpoint, you know, you already had one talented running back in-house, and they brought another very gifted running back in. And I think that's one of the things that helped them to begin with. Then you had a very experienced quarterback who had played a lot of football in Morris, not at Virginia. And I think that helped too. But fundamentally, they rebuilt the line of scrimmage. I mean, they brought a bunch of new offensive linemen in. And so I think before you even talk about scheme, I think the biggest change at Virginia was personnel-based. I mean, they basically transformed their entire team in one transfer portal cycle, and it worked really well. And I think you got to give Tony credit for that. The other thing is I think that what's surprising to me about Tony Elliott is – I mean, when he was here, you know, the complaint was he was Attila the Hun from a conservative standpoint. And, you know, and it was a constant refrain. People hated him. I mean, they wanted him gone. I mean, yeah. People have no idea what we were getting on the text line. There was no Tony Elliott love. They wanted to pack his bags and drive him to Virginia. I mean, you know, and yet the guy on his own at Virginia has been aggressive. He has been...
He's making it rain in the portal.
Yeah, he's aggressive in the portal, aggressive on the field, aggressive in fourth down situations, innovative, more aggressive in the passing game. You know, he's thought to be a guy who favored the run. They ran the ball effectively, but they were balanced. And there were times that I almost thought they threw it too much. You know, the Tony Elliott transformation against once he became a head coach on his own, you know, he was not the same guy that we saw at Clemson. And, you know, in terms of that offense and compared to what Chad used to run here, I'd actually have to go back and watch more film on it for that direct comparison, because I'm trying to think of all the things they did versus some of the things Chad did. I think there are some similarities, but I also think there are some differences.
Hey, last point real quick. I was watching the D3 National Championship game last night. I don't know if you saw it. And the quarterback broke Joe Burrow's yardage mark for a single season. And this kid was running all over. And it just made me reflect back. We have got to get that dual threat element, especially in this Chad offense. We have got to get that back at Clemson because it makes you almost unguardable when you've got a guy that can run like that.
Think about it. Look, the first thing it does, Jason, is it changes the numbers, okay? It gives you an extra blocker. And that's why Bill Snyder recognized this a million years ago and wanted only mobile quarterbacks, only dual threat quarterbacks because of the advantage it gives you. One of the things that has been sorely lacking at Clemson in recent years, and I don't think this is a coaching issue, I think it's a personnel issue. One of the things that's been sorely lacking is the running quarterback element. Cade Klubnik could not run. Despite the fact on a 40-yarder, he probably is in the 4.55 range. He's significantly faster than Deshaun Watson ever thought about being. But Deshaun Watson was a numbers counter and elite feel for running. You know, Trevor Lawrence, when he first came here, had no feel, but by the second year did have a feel and then went on to carve Ohio State up with his legs. Cade Klubnik, in his entire career, has like one big run against Pittsburgh, and that's it. I mean, honestly, his lack of consistent ability as a runner, there was an expectation. Remember after the first year he's not strong enough. He was fumbling the ball every time. He needs to get stronger. So he gets stronger, and he still had no feel for it. Never, never. And it was just never an effective element of the Clemson offense. And, yes, I think for the most part, unless you have an exceptional pocket passer, for the most part, you need that element in offense. It changes the game, and it was always a part of the Clemson offense. Honestly, it was more a part of the Clemson offense when DJ was here. DJ averaged 4 yards a carry. Yeah. just by running up the middle because he was 255 pounds. Cade never gave you
any similar to Tosh.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was a like fullback, a fullback style runner, exactly. And he at least gave you that, and it helped in short yardage. You had a quarterback who didn't give you any of that, and you know, and somehow you wound up trying to play a defensive tackle in short yardage down near the goal line.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got to get that element back. So that gives me a little bit of worry with Vezina, but I guess we shall see.
You know, I think the hope would be that Vezina gives you that element, the more physical fullback style element. If he was able to give you that, that would be something. That would be more than Cade gave you, because Cade just never consistently ran the ball at all. And like I said, had no feel for it, and I don't think was all that interested in running, other than, you know, running out of the pocket.
Running backwards,
which is a different thing. Jeez, I gotta run.
Exactly.
I gotta run and talk to you.
I agree with Ramona.
Joe, I'm coming right to you, Joe.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Experience the Davis Services difference, where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car. Woo-hoo! Just enter your VIN or license plate, answer a few questions about your car's history, and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Ramona spends the entire break criticizing the people on ESPN.
I don't have sound for everything.
Every time. It's all appearance based.
Yeah, because like if I was on TV, I would say I would have to have somebody, you know, make sure dress me. I would be decking out.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm on TV, for goodness sake.
Now she says the one dude has must have a huge closet because he wears a different dark suit every day. I said, which one? She says, well, the other one. She said, not the Lost in the 50s guy.
He's got a checkered jacket on. Right. Looks like he's a 50s sportscaster.
As soon as you said that, I started thinking, isn't there a Ronnie Millsap song, Lost in the 50s?
Probably.
I think there is.
See? That guy, he has a different suit every day.
Yeah,
every single day.
They all look alike, but they're all conservative.
The thing in the pocket always conservative.
Yeah, honestly, he dresses well.
Yeah, he does.
He's like one of the few people.
That's why I noticed, I guess.
Now, you also said something else before you
got to jail. They had a picture of Lane Kiffin. Yeah. And I know you're always talking about how he's dumb, makes bad decisions. Yeah. He looks stupid. Not everybody that is stupid looks stupid, but he does look stupid.
He does.
He has that look on his face.
He really does.
Like deer in the headlights when he gets his picture taken.
He does. He does look stupid. He does.
He does. You know, because stupid, you know, you can't always see it until they talk. But, you know. So you can see that a mile off.
In his case, if you don't know by first sight, as Ramona claims to, you certainly know by watching his in-game decisions.
Yeah.
As LSU is about to find out.
You're sitting there minding your own business. You're in a club or whatever, right? And you see him and you go, oh, God. Oh, God. Here he comes. Oh, God.
Here comes stupid.
Yeah, you're like, oh, God. Where's that spare friend that you stick in front of you? You talk to him.
So you sacrifice the chunky girl.
I don't know. Whoever's there. It's like, oh my God, my forehead's flashing again. Here he comes.
Oh God. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going?
Good job.
So, as far as I was thinking about, again, I know everybody's hate me to bring up Houston again. They got the number one quarterback. I don't know if you've seen any film on him as far as some of the services. Have you seen anything on him?
I don't believe I've watched his film as yet, no.
He looks like the perfect guy in that system, but, you know, I get I'm biased, Walt, but I think it was a bad hire with Chad Morris. He hasn't coached an offense in the top 25 since 2014. You know, I don't get it. There's probably like 20 other guys I would have gotten, you know, but we'll see how it works out.
I understand it. I mean, both Clemson and South Carolina are going to have a lot of questions asked and to be answered next college football season.
Well, I mean, one's about to be out the door. The other one, you know, we'll see how it goes for Clemson. You know, everybody's freaking out that we lost the offensive line. We had the turnstiles. They should have formed a group, you know, got together, made some music together, because we had the worst offensive line in America. We had 44 sacks.
So, Joe, in other words, the new Columbia rock band, the Turnstiles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care where these guys go to. Like, they could go to a local school up here, ETSU, because apparently they can't play on Power 4 level.
Wow.
I mean, it's the worst line since 1999. Mm. Like, and everybody's like, well, you know, you play in the SEC, you get embarrassed. We got embarrassed against everybody. We got embarrassed against everybody. We got embarrassed against SC State. We were doing the whole, you know, it was the worst unit in America. Like, I don't care where these guys go, Walt. They're paid now. Look, I don't really care. And if you blow up the offensive line, well, you know, it's time, because that was the weakest part of that NFL, that football team. That was the reason why we went 4-8.
Well, it's a fact.
And there is no other reason. I mean, there's outside of maybe, you know, Beamer choking again in the fourth quarter, that we went 4-8. And it's a wasted season. So, you know, these guys can go wherever. Like, I don't care. Well,
no worries, though, Joe, because apparently you're going to make the playoffs next year. That's what Shane said.
No, that's not going to happen. We just need to worry about making a bowl game before we worry about that. But like, would you agree with me? Like, I don't really care where these guys go. Like, I don't need them back.
Yeah.
Like, it was the worst unit in America.
It wasn't good. You have some young talent or had in a couple spots, but it wasn't good. I mean, Sellers was getting instantaneous pressure. There were times he'd be in the shotgun, and the pressure would arrive at the same time the snap did, which is just, that's no good. I mean, you can't have that. And what you're really doing is you're ruining your quarterback because you're creating bad habits for him. You know, so he starts looking to extend plays immediately. He doesn't want to hang in at all. He's running around, going backwards. And so he's taking these major losses. And so you're creating bad habits for your quarterback by not supporting him. And that's what we saw with South Carolina. Yeah, that offensive line was really bad all year.
Well, when I saw the center get a false start multiple times, and I was like, you know, you're the center. You got the ball. Can't you figure that out? But I guess we can't. But, you know, maybe in another life, well, I'll become a coach because I could do a horrible job and just get fired and get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars like our offensive line coach. But, you know, I'm full. I've been waiting for a while this week. But give me Miami because that defensive line, I really like the quarterback at Ole Miss, but I think the defensive line is really, really good. And I still think Indiana, and give me the Hoosiers all the way. I really like this Miami team, but I'm going with my heart. I think Indiana, but it would be wonderful to see Indiana win. And all this garbage about these blue bloods. You know, the funny thing about blue bloods, when everybody started paying, everybody started getting equal. Wonder how that worked, Walt.
Yep.
How that worked.
Yep, that's a fact.
Appreciate it.
That's a fact. I think I pointed that out on Twitter. I retweeted several people with similar thoughts. I think that the reality is, and this notion of like permanent blue bloods and such, I mean, I think that's gone. I think that's, I just don't think you're going to see any more of that. I think that the dominance, the individual team dominance, I think for the most part is gone. I can't see anybody dominating college football again. I just think that the talent is now so spread out. The playing field has been evened and it's changed college football. The product that we watch is probably better than it's ever been. It's just the math of how you get there, which is just so awful and so wrong. But the product that we're watching is really pretty amazing. And I think we'll only continue to get better unless you're, you know, one of the blue bloods who expects to win every year. Look, I think it's another reason Nick Saban left. I think he knew what was coming. And what was coming is you're not going to have that anymore. You're not. It's gone. You know, I pointed out last week, and I've said this before, but I think it's never been more appropriate than now. There was somebody posted something today. I forget who it was, but it was about the SEC and how bad they've been in the bowl games. And you know, the issue is the defensive front sevens. When the SEC was in its heyday, the defensive front sevens were just gifted. Everyone in the league had them. They were way better than any other conferences or any other leagues. And that's why the SEC dominated football. They didn't dominate because of the quarterbacks. They dominated because the athletic dudes they had in the defensive front sevens. They don't have that anymore. It's gone. There's no advantage to the SEC there anymore over anybody. That's why they're just a league now. I mean, what are they, 2-7 in bowl season? You know, if Ole Miss doesn't get to the championship game, this will be the third straight year an SEC team didn't even make the championship game, and yet they want special citizen status. The ship has sailed. No one's buying it anymore. You're not that league anymore. You still have talent. It's still a good league, but it's just a league. There's nothing that distinguishes you anymore. What distinguished you, what made you special, were the defensive front sevens, and you simply don't have that anymore. There were, in my mind, there were no dominant defensive front sevens in the SEC this year. And if there was, it was Oklahoma when our Mason Thomas was healthy. But and they're a rent-a-team. So That's just how I see it. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group's final sale of the year is on. This right now has been extended to through January 10th. So you have like 5 days. You have like this week to take advantage of this. Final sale of the year is on, and they've saved the best for last. Hurry in for the best selection. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets sold. Like you might want a blue F-150 or something, and they may have exactly the one you want, but they may not have it 3 days from now. Get there now. With discounts this big, these vehicles go fast. And that, by the way, that's despite having the biggest selection in the upstate. Big news, like Kiwi Ford, like Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Rams, year-end sale is on, and they've saved the best for last. I'm talking new trucks, discounted up to $10,000 off the sticker price. Yes, you can save up to $10,000 on new Ram and F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving 10 grand on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or a new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. Not sure which you want? At Lake Kiwi, you can test drive them both. You can try them out. Find out which you like better. Do a side-by-side comparison. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owned, pre-owned trucks in stock. You can test drive those, too. Go test drive trucks at Lake Kiwi all day long. How? They have over 600 vehicles on the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the upstate. This isn't like close to, this is plain the biggest selection in the upstate of South Carolina, and they're all clearance price for this massive year-end sale. Financing is easy regardless of your situation or how much you owe on your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved, so hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford, Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. Trust me, you will thank me later. Get to Lake Kiwi. There's just nobody like them. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Yoder's. And Illini Jay and Kevin, I'm coming right to you on the other side, so don't move. Hey, listen, Yoder's, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission of being the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition. They are your one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for your next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. Simply the best. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003, 972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent. It's how it works. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. Illini J and Kevin, first up on the other side.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with an April Air dehumidifier, preventing the gross reduce crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Installation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. And when it's time to look for an engagement or wedding ring, count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where joy comes out of the blue.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage, we are back. Back to the phones. It is Illini. Jay. Jay, how are you, Jay? Good to have you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Walt, for having me on. I appreciate you.
As always, Jay,
Ramona.
Thank you.
First statement I want to make is I got a really bad beat for the last month of December. Here I have the Packers over 9.5 for 4 C notes. We're 9-3-1 going into December, and of course we lose the last 4 games, and I take a big hit. That pretty much sums up my betting philosophy in the Packers season. After Parsons gets hurt, Love gets hurt, numerous injuries, both on the offensive line and with the receivers. My first question to you is, if Love comes back for Saturday night, which was another little thorn in my side, and I'll talk about that in a second, do you think the Packers can beat the Bears in Chicago?
What is the weather for that game? You know, first of all, it's not just that he comes back, it's that he's healthy enough to be himself. You know what I mean? And if he is, then I think you always have a chance, because I think he's that gifted. I mean, I think he's that talented. I would expect that game to be a war, regardless. And I would expect that the conditions will not be good.
I think it's going to be rainy, but they're supposed to have better temperatures towards the latter part of the week.
Okay.
But anywho, my next thing is, Why do they put a playoff game on Prime Amazon on Saturday night?
I have no idea why the NFL does that. I know what they're trying.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. I guess they think they're trying to grow their sport on multi-platforms, but I don't think that's what they're doing. I think they're pissing regular people off who don't have access to it. So for me personally...
Hey, well, you can't see me, but I got my hand up. I'm pissed off.
Yeah,
it's not on regular TV?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't get the reason for it. Now, I'm a sucker, and I have everything Amazon, so it won't affect me, but it affects a lot of people.
Yeah, it affects me. And lastly, can you give me your thoughts on Caden Hauser going from ECU to Illinois as their transfer quarterback to take over for Luke Altmaier?
Has that happened already? Is Hauser?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hauser's committed to
Illinois. And I haven't seen him play.
Yeah, I like it.
I talked to John Height about it because he's an ECU guy. Yeah. But I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Yeah, thank you very much,
Walt.
Yep, thank you. I like him. I've talked about him during the year. I like him. I think he has a live arm. He actually has a better arm than Altmaier, so you might actually see more vertical throws. You know, he's now a two-time transfer guy, but I really liked what he did at ECU this year. I thought it was a big part of everything they did. I really thought that was the biggest change at ECU, that they had a quarterback who literally can make any throw that a college quarterback needs to make. I think he gives you some of that same Altmaier composure. He's played a lot of football, so he has a lot of experience. I think it's a really good get for Illinois and probably came at a fair market price. So, I sort of love that get. I think when you look at all these quarterback moves, a lot of these $5 million type moves, I think that move at Illinois is going to be one of the down-low best moves of the quarterback transfer season. I think Hauser has a legitimate big-time college arm. He can make any throws a college quarterback needs to make, and he has composure too. So I think he'll give you some of the Altmaier composure, which Altmaier was really good at, and a slightly better arm. So I think that's an upgrade in that regard. I'm not saying an upgrade over Altmaier in total, because I thought Altmaier was terrific. I thought he was just I thought as a college football leader, Altmaier was one of the best in the country, and I think we saw that in the bowl game as well. So you know, you have to replace that element of it, but I think Hauser is as good a replacement as you could have expected to get at Illinois. So I think that's a pretty good deal there. Kevin and Looper, I'm coming to you. Before I do, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog Fast Breaks, Buzzer Beaters, and Block Parties. Listen, you got it all on Underdog. Underdog's the best place to get in all the action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower in stats like points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I love playing basketball on Underdog. I love playing NBA. I love playing college baskets, all of it on Underdog. And you have it all every single night. And you get boosts and everything else. And oh, by the way, I really love playing the NBA, not just pregame, but I love live in-game NBA too. And the reason I love live in-game NBA is because I like to drive. And when I'm playing live in-game NBA, I steer. And you have to be quick because the numbers change every second. But, you know, you can control the action, and you also know whether a game is close, competitive, who's hot, who's not. You know, you just have to be quick on the trigger with live in-game. But you will see numbers pop up that you just love. And if you can lock them in quick, that's what you need to do. So I love that element. It's you know, and it's another chance too. Like sometimes if my pregame picks in a game or two games don't go well, I will look to the live in-game action. And it's not throwing bad after good or good after bad. It's quite the opposite. It's a control element. So trust me when I tell you, it's all good on Underdog, and all of it. I love all of it, but I really love live in-game action as well. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. So you play $5, use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters. They give you $75. to play with. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets on underdogfantasy.com /web/display and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerning the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, to the phones. It is Kevin and then Looper. Kevin, how are you, Kevin? Good to have you.
I'm doing great. Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. Hope you guys had a great holiday.
Absolutely. Thank you. Same to you, Kevin.
Keeping on the quarterback thing, everybody's talking to, I mean, especially Clemson quarterbacks right now.
Yep.
I don't know if you may have already talked about this, but, I mean, right now, Lawrence he's wearing it out right now.
Yeah, he's playing.
Trevor's wearing it out right now going into the playoffs.
Yeah, he's playing well. And I think Jacksonville are live dogs in terms of the odds in the AFC, in part because I don't really trust anybody else. And Jacksonville had the very good win at Denver, which no one had won at Denver. And they moved the ball very effectively in that game against Denver's defense, particularly in the red zone where they were hyper-effective.
Oh, yeah.
Denver didn't stop him at all. So, yeah, I mean, I think Trevor is making smarter decisions, quite honestly, going into the early part of the year and throughout much of his career. That it was in real doubt whether he could be successful as a decision maker. But I think he looks like a smarter quarterback now, and I think part of that is going and coaching. And I think you have to give him that staff credit.
All right, my second thing to you. All right, I want to – this is not really a comparison. All right, when Taj Boyd came in, he was a five-star recruit, if I'm not – he was a five-star recruit.
Yeah, four or five stars.
I don't think he had huge – yeah, he didn't have huge arm talent.
Oh, no, well,
he had a very strong arm.
Yeah, he had a good arm. I mean, Taj has always had a good arm.
He wasn't much of a runner, though, when he first got at Clemson, right?
No, he was more – he was never, you know, one of these great space runners. He was more
of a full – 6'1", 2'2".
Yeah.
220 or something
yeah,
like
I
that.
Yeah, I used to kid him about too many hamburgers. He was more a fullback style runner, and but he got you tough yards up the middle that Clemson needed.
Yeah. He was a tough dude.
Oh yeah, I've pointed this many times. His performance against LSU, a team that tried all night knock him out cold, was the toughest performance I've ever seen by a quarterback.
Yeah, they beat him to death. Yep. They beat him to death.
He just kept getting up.
I mean, do you see, because I've heard you talk about, you may have already talked about this with Vezina coming in. He's a tough kid. He can take a lick. It looks like he can take a lick.
He's got the body type. He's got the body type to be able to do it. I can't really answer it because I just haven't seen it.
Do you think his arm talent is better than Taj?
No.
As far as throwing, no, not at all. Not accuracy or anything?
No. I think, though, that
he's not going to have a Sammy Watkins either. But
right. But I think he proved in the SMU game that he can make vertical throws. He can be effective vertical thrower of the football. I think he proved that in that game. And he hung in the pocket, and he took a lot of hits. And it's true that that secondary sucked and that everybody who played SMU put up big yardage. That's true. But the part that people miss is that SMU actually had a pretty elite pass rush, and he did not bail. He stood strong in the pocket, stood tall, and he delivered the ball, and he took a number of hits in doing it. So there were some positives, okay? The dilemma for me is, again, the SMU pass defense wasn't good, and nobody knew who he was. In other words, there was no film on him. So, you know, And that presents a defense with a challenge because they don't really know who or what he is. They got to go back to high school to find film on Christopher Vezina.
Well, my other question, do you think that Clemson's defense this year, the defense that Clemson's got coming back, has got to be way better than the defense Taj had? I mean, their defense was pretty weak.
Yeah, Taj had a bad defense, and he had a bad offensive line. So
yeah,
he had multiple bads, And that's
why my question is, can you
go ahead?
Yep, go ahead.
That's why I think what he accomplished was pretty amazing, really.
And my biggest thing is with the offensive line that Clemson may have this year with him, if he's got time in the pocket, he doesn't really have an established running back by any means.
Yeah.
Do you think he can deliver the ball to these wide receivers just as good as Taj did back in those days?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that's straight out. That's straightforward right there. So.
Yep. Hey, good talking to you, Kevin.
Just because of arm talent?
Yeah, I just think Taj was a better talent. I think he's just a better player, all better right. talent, better arm talent, better everything. Yep. Until proven otherwise.
Thank you,
Kevin. Again, we don't have a lot to go on with Christopher Vezina, but I get that. I think it's a little bit of a reach in the conversation. I don't think that's where we are, and I don't think that's what Christopher Vezina is. I hope I'm wrong. Looper, how are you, Looper?
I sound like one of them positive Clemson fans. Somebody was telling me the other day, Dabo's getting to be like Nero, playing the fiddle while Rome burns.
That's the second time we've heard that story on the show today.
Yeah, that's my cousin. He'll talk to him while that's what he said he's going to call you. Yeah, he's Nero while playing the fiddle while Rome burns. I mean, I'm not going after a quarterback. I was looking at some on the it's in the portal. The guy from Baylor's looked like a good one. Probably could have got him if they want to go after somebody. He's a big dude. I mean, a whole lot better than what we got. I mean,
yeah.
Then you bring back somebody back from the past.
I think there are 20 quarterbacks in the portal, some already committed, but I think there are 20 quarterbacks in the portal better than anything at Clemson right now.
The guy from Michigan State and the guy from Baylor, then I looked on there. Yeah, last night, nobody looked at him. So, I don't know. The guy from Baylor looked pretty good. I seen him in a couple games, and I tell you one thing: we ain't gonna do nothing with Vezina. I mean, if he was so good, he couldn't beat out Kubiak, and if you're gonna prove that he's gonna do something, should have set Kubiak out in the bowl game and let him play. I mean, that boy looked like he. I think he's getting where he thinks he's still in the past or something. Well, Lee Brownell is keeping it rolling and. Poppy's keeping it rolling, and every other sport's keeping it rolling, so we'll just take it out there.
Okay.
Kubiak.
Is that club name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looper does that when...
Oh, okay. When Looper, doing that on purpose?
Yeah. When Looper has no respect for you, your name suddenly changes dramatically.
Okay.
And
okay.
Looper did not like Cade Klubnik at all, so now he's Kubiak. Or okay. He says Kubiak or whatever his name is, you know, I think there was a chance to put Christopher Vezina in against Penn State and to find out. I don't know, maybe they didn't want you to see Christopher Vezina under this offensive staff. Maybe you do get some improved Christopher Vezina with Chad Morris. I guess we'll see. I'm not overly confident in Chad's ability as a quarterback coach, but we'll see. Right now, I think the focus is, regardless of whether Clemson gets a transfer portal quarterback, it's to hammer the portal and get better and improve the defense and get some athletic pieces with length and talent. So we'll see. Stay tuned at 8 o'clock, the coaches show with Brad Brownell. Walt Tiptoe, see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
In years past, with ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Evan Cohen.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.
WCCP-FM 105.5,
Clemson,
Greenville, Anderson.
97.5, Spartanburg.
We are the 97.5, Spartanburg.
We are the Roar.
I'm Christine
Lisi,
ESPN NBA Insider. Sham Sharani is reporting the Hawks and point guard Trae Young are working together on a trade. Atlanta's 2-8 with Young this season, 15-12 without him. He's got this season and next season and $95 million remaining on his contract. Add the Raiders, Cardinals, and Browns to the list of NFL teams with head coaching vacancies, along with the Giants, Titans, and Falcons. Kevin Stefanski fired following his sixth year in Cleveland. After 3 years in Arizona, Jonathan Gannon's out. Pete Carroll's done after one awful season in Vegas. The Raiders opening, the least desirable, believes Freddie and Harry co-host Harry Douglas.
Outside of